NovaGold Resources' Rock Creek gold mine northwest of Nome is finally up and running after months of delays and cost overruns. KNOM's Paul Korchin has more.
The Vancouver, Canada-based company announced today that the mine has received all final regulatory permission and has begun production. It means Rock Creek now has the green light to start processing ore and depositing inert tailings. It's news that company president and CEO Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse has waited a long time to be able to announce.
Our Nome operations have always been a core part of the company. I mean, the company really started here in Nome. And getting the Nome operations, the Rock Creek project, up and running and producing gold has been one of our primary objectives.
Flipping the switch at Rock Creek transforms NovaGold into an actively producing company. Miners have already been digging and stockpiling ore, with close to 450,000 tons ready, representing about 2 months of mill throughput. Rock Creek's expected to produce about 100,000 ounces of gold a year for more or less a decade. At current prices, Nova anticipates generating $25 to $35 million annually. That money will be welcome, since Van Nieuwenhuyse indicates getting the mine online has cost NovaGold roughly twice as much as first anticipated. High energy prices are partly to blame, but so are other factors.
Wages, availability of people, skilled people to work on these projects, these big construction projects, whether it be here in Alaska or anywhere in the world, is such that there's not enough people. For the previous 20 years, we didn't do a lot of mining, we didn't do a lot of construction. So huge demand in metals that we haven't seen until just recently here. So it's a good thing for workers to get paid good wages, but it makes it difficult to complete work under budgets.
Rock Creek's a year-round truck-and-shovel open-pit mining operation. It's designed to produce 7,000 tons a day by using gravity, flotation, and CIL recovery. CIL stands for carbon in leach, which uses cyanide to draw out residual gold in the ore. The use of a cyanide vat leaching system at Rock Creek led to a lawsuit by a group of local residents. Nova ultimately won in court, but it further delayed the mine. Then the company got hit this past summer with a regulatory notice of violation for stormwater runoff, forcing it to beef up its protective measures. Despite Rock Creek's big impact on Nome, the prospect is relatively small change compared with NovaGold's two central assets, Donlin Creek in southwest Alaska and Galore Creek in southwest British Columbia. Each of those prospects contains tens of millions of ounces in precious metals. Nova's stock plummeted last fall when Galore was mothballed due to much higher than predicted development costs. It came on the heels of Nova's successful rebuff of Barrick Gold Corporation's takeover attempt at around $16 per share. These days, NovaGold stock is trading at around $6. Even so, Van Nieuwenhuyse claims he has no regrets about staying independent.
No, I mean, I can say that very honestly. You know, do I wish my share price was $16? You're damn right I do. But I think we did what was right at the time. And I think our share price response demonstrated that we did make the right decision. The share price went traded up to $21. Bad news does happen, and when bad news happens, the share price is going to go down. Some things we don't have control over.
But for now, at least, NovaGold Resources does have control over its first fully operational mine. In Nome, I'm Paul Korchin.